You're having a threesome with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli, and Rob Evers. And now, It's Complicated.
Hello, Master Daters. Welcome back for another episode of It's Complicated.
Your fave podcast for all things dating and relationships.
A one-stop pod shop for the latest trends, reality TV, and celebrity couple gossip.
Plus, everything we've got going on in our own love lives.
We're your village, and we think you can't date or relate without us.
And you should be pumped to be here because we are bringing you the expertise and guests who are filled with all the answers that'll take some guessing out of the game.
Make sure you subscribe and share our pod with your friends so we can help grow the village even bigger. You can find us at It's Complicated Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to tell a friend.
All right, imagine, which I'm sure most of you can, you're on a dating app and you're messaging with someone, and then you move it to texting and, you know, hopes to plan a date, get off the apps. Well, the person you're messaging asks you to come to their apartment, and you kind of like, I don't think so. So you decline for safety reasons or whatever. You're just not a smart move. You don't even know the person. Then, though, you keep messaging and they ask you on a date. And you figure, okay, that's fine. Like, that's the ultimate goal. So let's just go on a date. We'll be in public. It'll be fine. The date is all planned and everything. But after some time, you've thought about the invitation to the apartment and you feel a little uncomfortable about that. So you politely decline the date and you unmatch on the app so that you can't be contacted anymore. That's kind of standard. But when you go back on the app, you can't log in. And then you try other apps and you're able to log in or even create accounts. So you contact customer service as one would, and you ask them what's going on, and they send you a freaking generic email explaining you violated their terms. Okay, so are we now being ghosted by dating apps, guys?
Well, according to an article that we came across on Vice, probably my most favorite article that we've come across on this podcast so far, being banned from dating apps is a thing. This particular story actually happened to a young single woman trying to find a match on the apps, and it's happened to people that we know too.
Yeah, so I have a friend who recently told me a story. Well, first of all, the incarnation of the conversation was that we were chatting about where he's meeting women, because I'm like, where are you finding these people? Holy hell. And so he told me the apps he's on, and I was like, wait, why are you only on Raya and something else? And what about the other ones? What about the big ones? You know, like Hinge or Bumble or whatever. And he's like, oh, well, I'm not allowed on those. I'm like, what do you mean you're not allowed on them? And so
those?
He said,
plural?
What?
Plural?
Yeah, because he said that when you get banned from one,
yeah,
you're at, and it's owned by Match.com, who owns 5 out of 10 apps out there.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're basically banned from all of them. And yeah. So he was saying that how it happened was he went on a date with a girl. He maybe dated her for a bit or whatever it was. And then she reported him. And apparently there's like tactics out there where if like you report someone and then you get like a couple other people to report someone, because now on dating apps, you can actually like search for people that if there's like strength in numbers, they will actually ban you. And he went through the appeal process and the whole thing came back like you could not push forward. No matter what you did, they were like, no, you're out. And that
because it's probably not even a person that's even getting these. It's probably just bot to bot, right? It's probably like going to a server somewhere.
I don't know. But the thing is that it's like it begs to ask the question, or in Sex and the City terms, it couldn't help but wonder, like, are you guilty until proven innocent in the eyes of a dating app? And also, like, what we know about allegations and things like that is like it's reputation ruining just because the allegation is made. If somebody's accused of something, it's like you can't remove that from your reputation and your persona. But in this case, it's not a public, you know, scorning, but you are actually removed from these apps. You cannot join them again. They have got your name, your age, all of these things. Usually they verify your social profile. So like, how do you escape them and work around this? Like, there's gotta be a way. And it's also like so unfair, because I don't know if the apps do it because they think like, well, there's plenty of fish in the sea, we don't need you, or you'll just join another app and now you're not our problem. But like,
it sounds
people
like
people accusing.
It sounds like the cancellations in the beginning or middle of 2020. You know, it's like we don't need to ask questions. It's just easier for us to get rid of you.
Well, it comes down to the whole he said, she said thing and saying an allegation and then not using your manpower at your company to actually look into it. Because I have some ideas about how you could maybe do that. Maybe they've tried, maybe they don't want to spend the money to make a whole team to set aside just to do this. But I think that it's all about just like, these allegations happen. We have plenty of users. We don't, like you said, Jen, we don't need.
Yeah. It's, I'd rather if five of these people are saying this guy sucks, I'd rather get rid of this guy than have consequences from five of these people.
Exactly.
So right. Like, because if they're calling him like a fucking stalker or like mean or, you know, verbally abuse, whatever whatever they say that's like to get him off, that's a bigger allegation than him just being like, hey, what happened? Do you know what I mean?
But also you need to have proof. Like if they're not, I've never reported somebody on these apps, but like you should have to submit proof. I don't know how you would, but
Proof's in the numbers. Maybe
screenshots,
the proof's in the numbers.
It's easily done. You could easily just say,
I know this person. I know this person. And no matter what he has done that, like, I think truthfully, he probably rubbed somebody the wrong way and that he didn't like them. But
physically?
No, rub somebody the wrong way. Thank you. No, he is not like a character assessment I can easily do. Like, he is a good, solid human. Maybe his choice in women is shit. Maybe he is a little bit of a people pleaser. So he lets people down in a maybe a confusing way that might be a little breadcrumby, but he's not a gaslighter. He's not a bad person.
He's not a love bomber.
But he's not a love bomber.
And even if you are those things, even if you are gaslighting.
Yeah, everybody, there's so many people. You get rid of three quarters of your whole fucking base if you were getting rid of.
Grounds to ban you from a dating app or any of the other ones that are owned by the dating app. So you guys, what is actually happening when you're getting banned from the apps? We are going to break down how a dating app can ghost you, if it can be avoided, and what to do if you want to get back online and back into the dating world. Rob, we know you're jealous and you want the dating apps to ghost you. But if you listening want to find love online, then you better listen up. Okay, so how exactly do you get banned? Okay, so the person, like we kind of went through, the person who you matched with has to report you. Someone has to report you. And at this point, like we said, it seems like they can basically say whatever they want. I'm not sure what kind of verification the app does, but it doesn't seem like they do much. And then all of a sudden you'll know because you can't log into your account. You can't log into any other or download any other apps that this company owns under their umbrella.
It's so crazy because like Jen was saying, it's like, all right, they have to report you. They can say whatever they want. You won't be able to log in. So you can't even like you have to go, even saying you have to you can't log in means you have to go through a whole different probably avenue to even get back to, like, you can't go to your settings and fucking say what the fuck happened because you can't even log in. So it's so funny too, because like I've been, my social identity has been stolen so many times on fucking Instagram and used maliciously, like, out there, and I can't do anything to stop that. Like, I can't get anybody, like, I can't get a hold of anybody at Meta to fucking fix it.
Yeah, because everyone knows that it's not you making those pages that I
know. They don't.
They know it's you. Well, when I hate Tom Brady account pops up and it's your face, I know it's not you. I mean, I know you hate him, but I know it's not you.
We know it's not you, but the rest of the people.
No, I get it. It's frustrating. And then it's hard for the person who's getting scammed or whatever, ousted from the dating apps. It's hard for you to like remedy the situation. Why is that? Technology is like a really big thing. And these people are very smart. Why can't they figure out how to help someone who needs help?
I think that the point of this whole thing is that like, we are all, whether we are robots or not, we are all being treated as if. So like, we aren't getting our fair share. Like Jen said, we're guilty till proven innocent. And for this person that's Jen's friend to all of a sudden be like completely kicked off with no way to counter it, like, I don't know, that, like, it almost seems like there should be like a trial process, like a department that these that Match.com has that says, okay, you this is what your proof is, and this is what your proof is, and this is what you say, and this is what you say. Now let's now we'll talk amongst ourselves and decide whether you should be banned or not.
I guess
yeah, a committee would make a lot of sense because it's really like if your goal is to one create a safe space for people to potentially fall in love, this is not that way because it makes the reporter have all of the power. And that's why it is called revenge reporting, because some people are just like, they'll go on a date with you. They don't like that you rejected them and told you that like they don't want to go out with you again or whatever the case may be. And they take it out on you on the app. But like, what are you reporting for exactly? Like not liking somebody back? Like
it's also how? Abusing. It's also abusing the point of this whole purpose, which is fucked up because in this whole Me Too era and everyone's offended by the littlest fucking thing, there are actually people out there who are really wronged. And let's go as far to say, I personally have a friend who went on a date on a dating app. The guy walked her to her door, said he needed to use her bathroom, pushed his way into her apartment and raped her. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. So, and this happened. So that is, I mean, that's on the extreme end of what can happen besides like murder and shit. But like, that is the point of these.
That things. Was happening in 1975.
No, this,
you know,
well, yeah, yeah. I mean, not when dating apps were, obviously we're in the wild, wild west of the dating apps and they're still trying to figure this out, but they need to start figuring this out because the,
I mean, listen, we also get it. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we also get into fucking strangers' cars these days and just trust that they're not fucking serial killers. Whereas that was what we were taught not to do our entire life.
Yeah.
Growing
up. I mean, obviously you know? Technology is connecting people in so many ways and it could be, obviously it's a good thing and could be used for good things. And this point of this part of the app is a good thing, but people are abusing it and it's fucked up. And then like, it, because it kind of fucks with the people who actually want to use it for a real reason, because if they start to really make all of these crazy measures of verification, which I think should be there, how crazy is it going to get? What if you do actually have to report something that is like vile and then it's too hard of a process so people just give up? I mean, but like on this article in particular, the woman who was like the main focus of this article, she reached out for more info and she just got a generic email saying that she violated the terms of the app. And I guess the Vice article also said like, somebody spoke out from one of the apps saying, if this does happen to you, we encourage you to keep contacting customer support to ask why, because they don't tell you why.
So customer support was saying, keep reaching out to customer support.
But the people in these, in the story, there was another person in this story in the article, he and her both have no answers as to why, even though they reached out numerous times. They're just like,
and my friend too.
We're not on apps anymore. Yeah. We're not on apps anymore.
Does your friend, Jen, to because you have a specific like kind of knowledge of it instead of just the article, like did your friend be like, it was this bitch? Like, was he like, I know who did it? Like, I have a pretty good idea who did it.
Yeah. Like, so I think you can like pinpoint like who it was, when it happened. And like, it was pretty rapid fire. Like from like after they went out, whatever their interaction was to like then getting reported, like their series of events. So he can, you know, attribute it to her. But at the same time, like, how can he then now report her for being?
Well, no. So that's what I was getting to, was my psychotic brain, revengeful brain has been thinking about this. And I was like, I would either, since there's no repercussions for the person doing it, I would either get my friends to go out and report her and block her, or I would start, I would just do another profile that's like a burner account.
Well, like they block you from apps based on your name, email, and your IP address. So,
okay. So my name is now Bob Evers.
I know, but your IP address.
And I'm at Yahoo instead of Gmail.
Yeah. But
and I do it from my phone instead of my fucking computer. You know, like there's like I would.
I don't know.
Account. And I understand that. I understand that. And I'm not smart when it comes to computers, so I'm sure it's way harder and your friend try different things. But then I'd be like, Jen, do me a fucking favor. Report this fucking girl. Like, and then Lauren, you report her too. And you report her too. Because then she's probably going to be like, why is this happening to me?
Or,
oh, it's probably this guy.
Or your friend.
And then you can record those screenshots of her being like, was this you? And I'll be like, why? Was it you? and then you can, I don't know.
I mean, I think you could technically, it shouldn't be obviously that complicated, but that is actually a valid point. And you could also, instead of being like reverse revengeful, you could actually prove a case if you wanted to have other friends write like character emails for you and say, I'm reporting this woman to let you know that she wrongly reported my friend because he turned her down for a date or whatever it was.
But at the same time, why would any of these tactics generate a response if the problem is systemic? If they don't actually care about your side of the story, why would they care about all the effort you went through to address your character? And that, I think that's the root of the issue here is that
that's what the article's about.
Right.
The
and article, so this, this group, this company that is a monopolizer of dating apps, which fine, maybe that's helping in some way, but at the same time, it's actually now blocking people from finding love. And like on this podcast, we've talked about how complicated it is to do that in the first place. And these are supposed to enable you to do so. Obviously, there are going to be like problem children in the mix, and there's going to be catfishers and bots and all of these things. But like the fact that you can't help yourself and speak up for yourself, and you're automatically guilty, you're guilty no matter what. There's no actual appeals process. There's no articles on the internet that say how people overcame this. All there are Reddit after Reddit or article after article about revenge reporting, and there being no solution. So I would suggest maybe at Match.com, if you're listening, that you might want to actually take a stand against revenge reporting and come out with a PR campaign that supports people who are actually trying to find love, and maybe hire a bunch of people in an economy where people need jobs and actually give people a voice, because this is ridiculous.
Or we start a court, an online court system, where it's the Match court. And you get to do like a Judge Judy type Zoom thing where both parties have to come on and state their case and what happened.
Are we in the jury or are we the judge? The
Match.com's people that they hired would be the jury.
Oh.
And then they would say like, they'd be like, okay, well, the consequences, whoever loses this, if the revenge reporter loses it, they're banned. If the person that actually had it put against, then they're fucking banned. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so somebody's getting banned at the end of this, because that would stop people from
doing it
in the first place.
Yeah, it would take it seriously. It's also called weaponized reporting. If you guys are on Reddit, that's like what the pages are.
Reddit's mean, man.
Reddit, yeah. It's, you know, like they say, it's usually scorned daters. They retaliate by like incorrectly reporting somebody who shunned them and hasn't actually done anything against the app's terms or conditions. So if you're looking up for other like people who have been in your shoes, if this happened to you, it's weaponized reporting as well as revenge reporting. So,
I mean, that's just all that Reddit is weaponized reporting, man. I have two articles about me on fucking Reddit that people are just mean.
Yeah.
Mean on
people
there.
Have, like, you know, people have nothing better to do than to sit behind a computer screen or their phone screen and just be bullies, which is kind of what this is about. Like, you have the protection of your screen to just be like, fuck this guy, ban him from the apps because he didn't want to have sex. It's so stupid.
I'd be interested to know too, Jen, going back to your buddy, like, I'd be interested to know if there's a way that Meta could track it. Because what if she's doing this to everybody that rejects her? You know, what if she's doing this to like,
I think they would probably seven people. Know that, don't you think?
Right. Well, one would think, but here's the thing. Are they actually cross-referencing that data? What we know about tech companies is they're full of data, but they're also not full of initiatives. So if that were the case, Match.com would also actually review appeals and take them seriously. But if this is a repeat offender, yeah, she should be blocked herself, because what is she, a victim seven times? Then how strength in numbers. Listen, I've been on every dating app and I've matched with a bazillion people. I've not reported seven people, maybe over the course of 100 years in different apps, but like, it's someone that is a repeat offender, I think, to your point, Rob.
Have you ever reported anybody?
I've reported people who I could tell were, they stole somebody's photo. And you know why? It's because I swiped I swiped enough to see that person's face before. And I'm like, no, I have matched with you before. You came back as another person now, that face. So I would report that. Or if it was somebody I knew and somebody stole their identity, I would report that.
But you've never gone on a date with somebody and then gone home and been like, report.
No, I would just unmatch, because I was like, I don't want further communication. I wouldn't report somebody just because I didn't like them.
Yeah, well, that's what this girl in the article did, and then he reported her for doing that. So, because she unmatched him and denied him on a date. But you guys, it does actually, like Jen brought up, hurt your chances of finding love, because in heterosexual relationships, in like 2017, the last like big data, it was saying that 4 out of 10 couples met on dating apps. And that was like an uptick to 22% from 2009. So, and we did say the Match Group owns 5 out of the 10 top dating apps. That's 2/3 of the market. If you get one person in all of the dating pool to report you, you are off of all of the apps, basically, like all the big ones. So yeah, it's definitely a problem. Like, you could be banned by mistake too. Maybe somebody accidentally, I don't know how easy it is, but maybe they clicked the wrong thing. Like, there's no way to figure out and what happened, why you were banned, or to contact anybody. It's really stupid. It actually sucks. I think that the dating apps probably make a ton of money and they're probably very successful, and they should hire a whole team of people who needs specific like screenshots, messages, like whatever. They can have a department with actual humans who can be on a phone call and who can decipher between the serious and like fake allegations. Why can't that be a thing? People have HR. Like, this is kind of like that.
Yeah. I think it's just easier right now, like until it becomes a big enough thing. Cause I mean, this is the first I ever heard of it. And I know I haven't been on the apps before, but this article is the first that I actually fucking heard of it. And it makes sense that people would do this because people be scoring out there.
Well, also, this article is old too. So the fact that this has been, and if you do a search, it's gone back years. So
yeah. Well, that's my point, right? Like it's still the first time I've heard of it.
Yeah.
So like, it isn't like, you know, I've heard of revenge porn. I've heard of revenge, a whole bunch of other stuff, but like revenge blocking on the dating app, I haven't really heard of before. So if I were a big conglomerate with a lot of AI that fucking works for me and what didn't have to pay actual human beings to fucking make decisions, and it wasn't enough of a problem that people weren't still paying, like joining every month to be a part of our programs, like, why would I? I would just, it's easier just to say, oh, that person did that, bye. Then to be like,
what if people banned, reverse reporting banned match.com apps, and then 5 out of the top 10 apps had a lot less people on them. And then if we started a union against match.com, then maybe they would actually make a difference.
A union and a court. Yeah. I think we're on to something.
This podcast is about to get really complicated. This is what we're starting. The three of us, watch us be joking about it now, and then in September we're in front of the Supreme Court. We're like,
no, I love you. I'm now the Erin Brockovich of dating. I think this is horrifying and offensive, and this is against.
If anybody's going to do it, Jen, it would be you. It'd be the two of you. It'd be the two of you putting your heads together. I don't have a work ethic, so I would help you be a spokesperson for the male side of it. But
yeah,
like,
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, like, or you could just film it.
Okay, but why don't you guys do that? Like,
I have nothing to do after the wedding, so like, this is my new project in life, and I'm taking this on for all the singles out there who are trying to find love. That's the gift I'm giving back to the world, and so
you're putting
I'm going to
on the public. This is going to be on the internet forever.
Yeah.
So like you're okay. Well then why don't we do this? It's
we're
May
14th.
We're
holding you accountable, Jen.
It's May 14th when we're taping this. Okay. Yeah. May 14th when we're taping this. Oh, it's my parents' anniversary today.
Aww.
That's interesting. It's May 14th while we're taping this. So let's say June 14th.
No,
after the wedding. So let's go to like August.
Yeah, thank you. I need a little bit of a break.
So let's do like August 15th. All right, put it in your little Google calendar that you like to make so much.
Perfect.
Like, we'll see where you are in the status of your plight to help people not get blocked from dating apps.
And unfairly.
To get in front of the Supreme Court to make this monopoly company held accountable for their blocking of love.
I will. They are unfairly and unjustly blocking people from love and thereby discriminating against them. So you guys keep tuning in at least through August, so you can hear how this plays out. But we'll be back each week with new episodes talking more dating and relationshipy stuff. And while you're there, please subscribe, rate, comment, maybe if you've experienced something like this before, share the show with a friend, spread the good word maybe about our ban of match.com apps. And if you want to join the class of master daters, don't forget to follow us on social media. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Complicated Show, where you can also find me at Jennifer Golden.
You can find me at Forever's Evers on Instagram.
And you can follow me at Lauren Leonelli on all the social medias as well.
Bye, Gail.
Thank you for listening to It's Complicated. And now that we're going steady, come back next week for another date with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli, and Rob Evers.